astral projection. The complete guide to traveling the astral plane. Guide to mastering astral travel and out-of-body experiences for optimal living. Written by Jimmy Schroeder. Chapter 1. Shocking experiences and encounters. My initial research into the subject of astral projection taught me that the requisite condition for achieving the out-of-body state is that one must keep the mind awake as the body falls asleep. This mind-awake body-asleep state can be considered a deep level of trance, which is a general term for an altered state of consciousness, essentially any state of mind beyond normal waking awareness. When the mind-awake body-asleep state is achieved, a person's consciousness becomes free to leave the confines of the physical body. After reading a technique to enter this deep trance state, I immediately gave it a try. Lying in bed on my back with my arms at my sides, I progressively relaxed my body from my feet up to my head. This consisted of contracting and relaxing each muscle or muscle group, while mentally affirming that the particular muscle I was focused on was completely relaxed. Once my entire body was relaxed, I then used a technique to still my mind for long enough that my body would begin to fall asleep. I focused my awareness on my breath and counted each inhalation and exhalation, starting from 100 and counting down to 0. I had affirmed that when I reached 0, my body would be asleep and my mind would still be awake. After reaching 0, I created an internal falling sensation to induce and deepen the trance state by visualizing myself falling, descending a ladder, and other similar actions. The key was to try to induce the actual feeling, not just visualize it. This internal falling method was supposed to induce the mind-awake body-asleep state, and from there the instructions were to simply feel yourself floating up or rolling over and out of your body. The first two times using this technique, I reached an extremely deep state of relaxation after about 45 minutes. At this point, it felt like my body was becoming extremely heavy and almost impossible to move. Soon after being overcome by this deep heaviness, I lost almost all sensation of my body. It seemed like I was floating in the space where my body should have been. I didn't experience anything more than this, however. I eventually got bored and aborted the attempt to leave my body. To understand a majority of the concepts and language used in describing the nature of these non-physical experiences, it's critical to understand the energetic nature of the universe. Every aspect of our experience, whether it be the people we meet, the food we eat, or the thoughts we think, all consists of pure energy at its core, fundamental base state of existence. Our brains receive this energetic data in various ways and convert it into our experience of the five sense perceptions. Today, it's common scientific knowledge that the matter of our physical world only appears to be solid, but is actually mostly empty space. Vibrations of energy that create the appearance of something more solid only when observed by the conscious mind. It's also pertinent to understand my use of the term higher. I use this word in various ways: higher dimensions, higher knowledge, higher mind, higher self, higher states of consciousness, etc. This is not referring to a location on a vertical spectrum of linear coordinates. Rather, it refers to the speed at which energy moves. Quantum physics tells us that everything is energy, and all energy moves at a certain rate of vibration or vibrational frequency. Higher vibrational frequencies correspond with higher dimensions or realities